In the name of God, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting, fasting, as we have seen in the last two lectures, is a great act of worship. It enables the one who fasts to have God consciousness in him. It enables him to be able to benefit more and more from the Quran. But that's not about all in fasting. Fasting also enables a believer to have other important attributes in him strengthened. Two of them are shukr, gratefulness, and sabr, patience. It is not an exaggeration that the trial of life that we are going through is basically a twofold trial. It's a trial of gratefulness, and it's a trial of patience. At times, we are blessed by the Almighty with his kindness and blessings, and he wants us to be grateful to him. And on other occasions, he requires us to go through situations which are difficult, which are problematic, and our patience is tested. So that this worldly life of ours requires us every now and then to either be in a state of gratefulness, shukr, or to be in a state of patience, sabr. And in fasting, both these qualities are strengthened, provided the one who is fasting goes through the act of this worship properly, consciously. We become more grateful during fasting because it's a general principle that you become more conscious of the blessings that you have if for a certain while, temporarily, you are deprived of those blessings. We live freely in this world, and therefore perhaps it's very unlikely that we are aware of the fact how significant freedom is to us. But if, God forbid, somebody goes to prison for a few days, he is very likely to realize what independence and freedom is. So that likewise, every morning, every evening, every now and then, we eat and we drink whenever we are hungry, whenever we are thirsty. And therefore, perhaps it's very unlikely that we would realize that eating and drinking is such a great blessing, that the food that we have, the drinks that we have, are great blessings of the Almighty. During the month of Ramadan, for the sake of God Almighty, we don't drink and we don't eat. And for quite a few hours, we go through this exercise of hunger and thirst for the sake of God. And as a result of it, we realize how important is drinking, a drink for us, the drinks that the Almighty has provided us, and how important is food that we eat whenever we feel like. So that when we are about to break our fast, we are thirsty, we are hungry, we go a bit weak. And then when we break fast and we eat and we drink, we thank God and we realize how great God Almighty is, the way he has provided us with whatever we need. And therefore, we become more and more thankful. Likewise, patience is important for a believer. We go through different phases of life. We go through difficulties. We go through situations where there are temptations for us to go the wrong way, although we know what we are being invited towards is wrong. During fasting, we become more strong, more perseverant, more patient, because although we need a few things, we need to drink, we need to eat, yet we don't, because we tell ourselves that it is wrong. It's not appropriate right at the moment for us to eat and to drink. And therefore, even though we are suffering, even though we feel the pain of it, yet we are not going to indulge ourselves in the activities that are tempting us towards them. And that is what patience is all about. Do not protest. Do not make people learn about the fact that we are in pain because we have a certain principle that we must follow. And that principle is to make sure that we do not violate the injunctions of the Almighty. We do not go astray. We do not do things which displease him. So fasting enables us to become a better Muslim. It enables us to become a better Muslim by enabling gratefulness and patience to get strengthened in us. And as I said, this worldly life of ours is a trial. It's a twofold trial. It's a trial of patience and it's a trial of gratefulness, sabr and shukr. And apart from many other virtues, fasting enables us to become both patient as well as grateful. May the Almighty enable us to become good Muslims, and may He enable us to become both patient and grateful.